I was a minimum wage movie theater usher that made good and became a top earner in my network marketing company. Now, after 16 plus years in the profession, I'm finally teaching myself how to leverage the internet with online marketing and social media marketing to continue to grow and expand my business. My name is Ronnie Cruz, and this is Path of the Network Marketer.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for tuning in. In today's episode, we are going to talk about cross-recruiting in network marketing. Dun dun dun. That's right. It's another one of those dun 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 episodes. Okay, so if you don't know what cross recruiting is, it's when a leader from one team or company goes out and recruits distributors from a whole nother separate team or company. And you know what? Like, it's just a reality of our profession. It just is. I would say that it's a dirty little secret, but it's not a secret. It just happens. And historically for me, it's the reason why I have been very cautious about exposing my organization to outside leaders, right? There are a lot of leaders out there, myself included, who are putting out resources and have books and have training courses and things like that to help other network marketers build their businesses. However, the back end kind of deal is that having built their email list of independent distributors from other companies, they then recruit from that email list, right? And so, you know, like, it's just a reality of our profession historically that has kept me from really exposing my teams to outside leaders. Now, I make sure I vet the leaders very, very carefully and really hone in on whether or not their particular content or resource will be of use or value to my team. So again, very cautious historically. That, however, that conversation has becoming less and less relevant for this reason, and go with me on this. Now, if you're listening to me, I understand. Like, one of the reasons I think that this show is growing as slowly as it is for that, right? It's still within the psyche of network marketers that, you know, you have an outside expert presenting themselves and as wanting to help you know your organization or your team. You're not going to want to share that for fear that I will recruit from your organization. That's not the goal here. That's not the goal. And I understand, again, I understand this, the mindset and the psychology of why you would think that. If you just happen to be somebody that isn't part of a team or isn't part of a company, if you're in the space where you're looking for a team, of course, I would love for you to join me. I'd be stupid not to, right? Like, if you're in a space where you're looking for a home, but you don't know where quite to go, reach out to me and we can talk. I mean, like, obviously I'm learning a lot of things that can help you in this modern age of network marketing as we move into like this digital age. And of course, my company is doing a lot of new and amazing things as well in that space, right? Really changing the game. However, if you're just listening to this as a resource to help grow your business, understand that my focus isn't recruiting anymore. And that isn't really the focus of network marketing. As we're shifting into this new economy, we really have to focus on acquiring customers. And that's the primary goal of this particular show and of all the resources that I'll be releasing of any training courses, books, and things like that. The recruiting situation, the recruiting part of the equation is becoming less and less relevant. And if your company hasn't caught on yet, if they haven't changed that mindset, if they haven't changed that formula, if they haven't changed the comp plan, especially, you're going to want to start to really kind of consider that and have them really start making these changes. Because again, the recruitment game is done. It's done. So you'll never have to worry about me recruiting your teams, because I'm just here to share with you how to create a better funnel system, a better mechanism where you can acquire customers all day long. That's outside of, you know, making a list of your friends and family, right? That's all great. But if we want to be, you know, relevant and be able to participate in the digital age and where business is right now, where the marketplace is, where customers are, then we have to talk about online marketing. And so that's the purpose of this show. I'm never gonna create a list to recruit your people from. That's not the situation. So you don't have anything to worry about from me. And I say that because that was my concern as well. So cross recruiting, it's you know, it still happens with the dinosaurs of our profession. Even companies that are new that are really just like recruit. They don't last generally. So you know, it's becoming less and less relevant. We really want to focus on customer acquisition and therefore make this entire conversation about cross recruiting obsolete and extinct. So that's it for today. That's the show. That's the message. Yeah, hit me with a thumbs up or no, not a thumbs up. What is it on podcast? 5-star rating and review, right? And if you're not already following or subscribe, go ahead and follow and subscribe to the show because there's a new episode every day. We're getting close to 100. And of course, when we get to 100, keeping my fingers crossed. My goal is to have the framework ready for you so that you can start implementing and creating your own online content mechanism that's going to generate customers for you every day. So that's it. Tune in tomorrow for a fresh new episode. Until then, be well, be safe. We'll see you in the next episode.